节，四十章到六十六章。
And I want to say some things to you about the book of Isaiah in a very general way.
我就以赛亚，我这样大概讲一下。
Of course, Isaiah is called one of the major prophets.
我们知道那个以赛亚书呢，就是大先知书。
As also Jeremiah and Ezekiel.
也是大先知书里还有但以理书跟以西结书。
So students ask why they are the major prophets.
有些学生就问说，为什么他们叫大先知书呢？
When there are 12 minor prophets,
只有十二卷小先知书。
And what made them major is their book is longer. That's all.
这个大先知书只是说明说他们的书呢比较长，他们内容比较多。
So let's focus a little bit on the book of Isaiah today.
我们今天来讲看一下以赛亚书。
There are 66 chapters in the book.
我们知道以赛亚书有66章。
And did it occur to you? That there are 66 books in the Bible.
有没有你大家有没有注意到有六十六六十六卷在圣经里有六十六卷书呢
？And the Old Testament has 39 books.
旧约有三十九卷书。
And the New Testament has 27 books.
新约有二十七卷书。
And the book of Isaiah is divided between the first 39 chapters and the last 27 chapters.
以赛亚也是分成两部分，头一部分是三十九章，头三十九章，后边是二十七章。
And the big and the, what's interesting is while the Old Testament is getting us ready for Christ and looking forward to Him.
在旧约呢，是让我们准备好来迎接弥赛亚的降临。
And generally outlines the problems of the Jews and their idolatry, finally ending in captivity.
旧约里面就讲到说这个犹太人的问题，他们当时拜偶像啊，他们最后就去被掳。
And as you read the book of Isaiah, those first 39 chapters, there's a lot of gloom and doom and judgment coming for the Jews.
在头三十九章的以赛亚的头三十九章就讲到很多这个很阴暗的情况，这他们会将来的审判。
And then just like the 27 books of the New Testament are positive and upbeat,
就像那个新约的二十七卷书让你觉得很兴奋，让你觉得有盼望。
Presenting Christ as the Savior of the world.
然后那个新约里讲到耶稣是世界的救主。
So those last 27 chapters of Isaiah are positive and upbeat.
这个也是以赛亚书的后二十七章呢也是很积极的。
And scholars have noticed this for centuries. Everybody's aware of this division.
Yeah, 这个学者们都注意到这一点，就看到头三十以赛亚的头三十九章跟后二十七章的区别。
Our focus this morning is going to be on chapter 40, the first couple of verses.
今天早晨呢，我们的重点是在讲到以赛亚书的二十七章。40章
So I'm going to spend a little time giving you some background, getting you ready for chapter 40.
我们讲一点背景，然后我们就准备好进入四十章。
Now the message of Isaiah and the message of Jeremiah had been, get ready, if you're going to be idolatrous, you're going to pay a price for it.
这个以赛亚和这个但和那个耶利米书的这个主要内容就是说，你要准备好了，如果你们继续这样拜偶像的话，你们就会被审判。
You read the Old Testament and you have to be impressed with the patience of God with these Jews.
如果你仔细的去读旧约的话，你会看到，你就会很惊震惊于神的这个耐心，对犹太人的这个耐心和忍耐。
Their whole history is just a history of the inability to overcome idolatry.
他们整个犹太人的历史好像就是没有办法来胜过这个，就是不拜偶像，就是要不断的拜偶像。
And Jehovah tells them again and again through the prophets, "I'm giving you warning. Please get out of this idolatry business."
就是神呢，通过先知一直在警告他们说，你们不要再拜偶像，不要再拜偶像。
It's like they're addicted to Baal worship.
但是他们就好像对这个偶像崇拜，对这个巴利崇拜上瘾似的。
So God, and even though He's a merciful God,
虽然神是蛮有怜悯的神。
He finally reaches the point where he's not going to be tolerant any longer.
但是神到了一点，神就不再忍耐他们了，不再忍受他们了。
And he tells them they're going to go into captivity.
神预先警告他们，他们会被掳。
Now the question comes up: why did they go for 70 years?
他们问题就是说，他们被掳了是七十年，为什么是七十年？
I'm going to read you a few verses to help you understand.
我们来读一些经文来帮助我们理解为什么七十年。
Why this period of punishment or captivity was going to last 70 years?
为什么这个神所说的这个被掳是七十年的期限呢
？So I'm going to go back to the book of Leviticus.
首先，我们到叫利未记，利未记
chapter 26。
利未记的第二十六章。
Now keep in mind in Leviticus, the children of Israel are out in the wilderness and Moses is giving them the law. They've just been at Mount, in fact, they're probably still at Mount Sinai.
那个立位记的时候呢，是是那个摩西给他们的法律，他们那个大概在旷野里边，可能那时候还在那个西奈山附近。
Which is right near the year 1446 BC.
大概是在公元前1446年。
And he starts talking about something that's going to happen around 605 BC.
但是这个摩西所讲的是要发生的事情是在公元前605年，所以中间大概有800年的时间。
So what I'm going to read you from Leviticus is 800 years before it takes place.
所以呢，摩西是在那个讲的是800年后的事情。
Now God had said, he created the world in 6 days and he wanted the Jews and everybody to rest and worship on the seventh day.
神在他的律法上说神是六日造天地第七日他就安息他就休息他也
The first chapter of Genesis makes that very clear. God works, he creates, if you can imagine God working, he creates for 6 days and then he rests.
圣经上讲得很清楚就是创世纪第一章神六日造天地第七日就安息了。
Shabbat means to cease.
他的那个词就是停止。
God just stops his activity for one day.
神在那天呢就没有做任何东西，就是停止他的活动。
And a little aside here, by the way, I ask my students, were those 6 days of creation, were those 24-hour periods, or were those long periods of time?
我就问，有时候会问学生有个问题，就是说这六日创造天地，这六日到底是24小时，每日是24小时呢，还是这一日是更长的时间？
And that question is in the class that just started on Friday at the college.
我这个问题是刚刚就是星期五前天问的学生。
And I was sitting with the students in the cafeteria yesterday, and they're discussing this very thing.
然后呢，我昨天在那个在吃饭的那咖啡厅呢，就听到两个学生在讨论到底这一日是多长。
And so I told them the answer is very easy.
然后我告诉他们这个问题答案很简单。
Turn to the Ten Commandments.
然后你就去那个看十诫。
And the fourth commandment says,
第四诫是什么呢?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
要纪念安息日,要守为圣日。
For in 6 days, the Lord created the heavens and the earth.
神创造天地。
So I'm going to go with Moses on that.
所以我这个我会跟摩西，我是认为这个安息日是跟摩西的想法是一样的。这个创造的六日是哪一次？
Not only were they rest on the seventh day,
神不仅在第七日安息。
But being agricultural farming people, they were to let the land lie every seventh year to rest.
他们是那个农业时代，所以他们每第七年，他们让这个地应该让地安息。
God says you plow the fields and harvest crops for 6 years and let it rest on the seventh.
神对他们说，你六年内呢，你可以耕种，可以收割，但是第七年你要让地安息。
They call that the sabbatical year.
他们叫那一年呢，就叫安息年。
There's a book out there right now about that sabbatical year.
现在有一本书就是在讲这个安息年。
Some of you may have heard about it. People ask me what I think of it.
有些人就会问我对这本书的意见。
And it's the Hebrew word Shemitah.
那个词叫一个特别的希伯来文叫 Shemitah.
Shemitah means that seventh year of rest for the land.
就是说 seventh year, right?
Seventh.
就是第七年的安息年。
And by the way, in 2015, we're in one of those Shemitahs right now.
其实我们2015年今年就是犹太人的安息年。
So here's what God said about the Sabbath and why they're gone for 70 years.
是为神说为什么他们要讲到这个安息年，讲到说他们的被掳的时间是70年。
Leviticus 26, 34 and 35 says, Then the land will make up for its Sabbath years during the times that it lies desolate while you are in the land of your enemies. Think of that. Moses is telling them in Leviticus,God knows they're going to misbehave, and he says, you're going to go to your enemies. He says, at that time, the land will rest and make up for its Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it will have the rest that it did not have during the Sabbaths when you lived there.
这个第26章34节这一句是这么说的，你们在仇敌之地居住的时候，你们的地荒凉，要享受众安息。正在那时候，地要歇息，享受安息。这个时候，其实摩西呢，在这个讲这件事情呢，是在八百年以后发生的事情，其实神已经告诉摩西，这犹太人不会听话，不会遵守这条法令，所以摩西告诉他们，如果你们到将来会被掳，然后你们被掳的时候呢，这个地就想安息。
I notice Leviticus doesn't say how long it's going to be. It's just until the land's had a rest.
这个摩西呢，没有只是讲到他们被掳，但是没有讲到他们会被掳多少年，地需要安息多少年。
So we'll go to Jeremiah chapter 25.
然后我们再跳到耶利米书29章第10节。
And Jeremiah tells them just before the captivity begins in chapter 25 verses 9 through 12.
在那个耶利米第25章9章第9第第10节，在这个犹太人进入被掳之前，耶利米就告诉他们说。
And then he starts saying things like, "But when the 70 years are fulfilled."
他说耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后。
Jeremiah 29 says, "When the 70 years are completed."
他说这70年满了之后。
And 2 Chronicles 36:21 says,
历代志下36章21节讲到,
This fulfilled the word of the Lord through Jeremiah, and the land enjoyed its Sabbath rest all the days of the desolation until the 70 years were fulfilled.
历代志下36章21节讲到, 这就应验耶和华借耶利米口所说的话, 地享受安息, 因为地土荒凉便守安息, 只满了70年。
Now you understand if the land rests once every 7 years.
如果说这个是第七年次安息年的话。
And they're going to go for 70 years.
然后他们被掳了七十年。
How long has it been since they observed one of these Sabbaths?
他们有多长时间他们就没有遵守这个安息年的规定呢？你们算一算。
Do the math. It's 490 years.
这个算一下就是四百九十年。
I thought these Jews did everything they were supposed to.
我曾经觉得犹太人肯定很遵守律法。
But they didn't.
但是他们实际上没有。
Do you know what the most important ceremony or rite is in all of Judaism?
在犹太教里面，其实他们最重要的这个律法和他们最重要的仪式，你知道是什么吗？
It started with Abraham in chapter 17 of Genesis.
在那个从犹太人的这个开始于亚伯拉罕，在创世纪第十七章。
They're supposed to circumcise every male at the age of 8 days.
犹太人在第八天要给男孩子行割礼。
Now I'm illustrating how the Jews didn't do everything they were supposed to.
犹太人没有做每件他们应该做的事情。
They not only forgot the years of Shemitah or the sabbatical years for 490 years.
他们不仅在490年内都没有守过安息年。
But after Moses had led them for 40 years in the wilderness and they're ready to cross the Jordan,
在他们就是在旷野漂流了40年准备要过约旦河的时候
and Moses died and turned it over to Joshua,
摩西这时候已经死了现在他们的领袖是约书亚
Joshua discovers they haven't circumcised anybody for 40 years.
约书亚发现了这些犹太人40年之内都没有给他们孩子行割礼
Boy, the Jews just can't get it right, can they?
好像是犹太人怎么做总是没有办法就没有办法就是按照神所说的去做。
And so they had a mass circumcision. You can read about it in Joshua chapter 5.
你在那个约书亚第五章可以读到他们有个整个这个营中都行了这个割礼。
So every child born during the 40 years of wandering had not been circumcised.
所以他们的40年的漂流中间他们所生的这个小孩都没有行割礼。
And so they had a mass circumcision.
所以他们就整个时候约书亚就要给他们整个行割礼。
And in Joshua 5, the place is called the Givat Orlah. You don't have to say that. It means the Hill of the Foreskins, and you can take it from there. So the Jews could not plead ignorance as to why this captivity was going to take place.
所以当这个被掳发生的时候，犹太人不能辩解说，哦，我不知道你有这件事儿。
They had plenty of warning.
神给他们很多很多的警告。
Have you ever had a child look up at the parent and say, "Why are you punishing me?"
有没有小孩会对爸爸妈妈说，哦，你为什么惩罚我呢？
That never happened in our home.
起码在我们家里，小孩不会问说你为什么要惩罚我。
My brother and I always knew why we were being punished.
我跟我的兄弟总知道我们要受惩罚是为什么。
And the Jews have been warned for how many hundred years that if they didn't behave,
他们四百九十年被警告，但是他们还是不听。
So they couldn't plead ignorance.
所以他们不能辩解说哦我不知道。
So in 605, the first group was carried away, which included Daniel.
公元前605年呢第一批犹太人 被带到巴比伦其中就有 但以理
And then in 597, the second group, which included Ezekiel,
第二批被掳的人中是公元前597年其中包括有以西结
And in 586, the rest of them were taken except for the poorest.
公元前586年除了那个最穷的那些人所有的犹太人都被掳到巴比伦了。
So there were what we call three carryings away.
他们有三次被掳，就是三次这样被迁到巴比伦。
And only the poorest are left behind in Judah.
只有那个民中次贫的被留下来。
So Judah is going to suffer.
所以现在犹大要受苦了。
Now I want to say to you this morning that
今天早上我们要讲的是
sometimes people get discouraged.
有的时候人很灰心丧气。
Sometimes they get depressed.
有的时候我们就很陷入抑郁之中，忧郁。
And sometimes they reach the point of despair.
甚至有时候人到一个绝望的地步。
Did you catch those three words?
你有没有看到这三个词的不同？
Discouraged.
第一个是灰心丧气。
A little bit worse is depression.
再糟糕一点就是抑郁。
And then if things are really bad, you can reach the point of despair.
最糟糕的就是最后你就绝望了。
I ran across an interesting definition of despair. I think we all know what discouragement is.
我们大家大概都知道什么是灰心丧气。我有一个解释讲说什么是绝望。
And I suspect we understand what depression is.
我们大家也都知道什么是抑郁、忧郁。
But what is despair?
但是这个无望、绝望是什么意思呢？
And one of those Jews that I was talking about earlier today, who was in the three of those different concentration camps.
有时候我今天早上谈到有一个犹太人呢，他在就是在二战的时候在这个集中营里。
But he lived to tell about it.
但是他活下来了，他是幸存者。
It's a guy by the name of Frankel.
他的名字叫弗兰克林。
And here's what he said about despair.
他讲到这个什么是绝望，他给绝望下了个定义。
He said suffering, I'm sorry, he said despair is when suffering has no meaning.
他说绝望是什么？就是你受苦的时候看不到这个受苦有任何意义。
You don't know why you're suffering.
你不知道你为什么要受苦。
You don't know what you've done to deserve it.
你就不知道说我到底做了什么让我这样受苦。
Frankel said that when many of the Jews were being herded into those gas ovens where they supposedly were taking showers, but they were going to be killed with those poisonous gas.
这个弗兰克林说，当时犹太人呢，就给犹太人说，他们就被送到这个毒气室里边。他们在之前告诉他们说，他们要去里边去洗个澡，冲个淋浴，但实际上是要把他们在里边都用毒气杀死。
He said many of those Jews looked up and said, "Where are you, God?"
他们的犹太人进去的时候就问说，神啊，你在哪里？
And many of them became atheists.
他们很多人就变成无神论者。
Their suffering had no meaning for them.
他们的受苦好像看不到任何意义。
Now I take people to Israel about every other year.
我每隔一年我就会带领一个旅行团去以色列。
And I'm guessing probably half of Israel today are atheists.
我猜大概是一半的犹太人现在都是无神论者。
They have descended from these people who died in the gas ovens.
他们都是这个在这个毒气室里边这些犹太人的后代。
And their suffering had no meaning.
他们认为他们的受苦是没有任何意义的。
Someone has said, if suffering has no meaning, then life has no meaning.
有人就说了，说如果受苦没有意义的话，人生也是没有意义的。
Read the life of the biblical Joseph.
我们看圣经上的人物，比如说像约瑟。
Here's a man who suffered about every turn of the road.
他好像到什么地方走到哪儿就在哪儿受苦，就好像霉运就跟着他。
His brothers turned on him.
然后他的兄弟反对他，把他卖了。
He sold into slavery.
他的兄弟把他卖为奴隶。
Potiphar's wife turns on him and lies about him.
波提法的太太呢，就是诬告他。
He's thrown in jail for doing the right thing.
他虽然他做了正确的事情，但是却被人诬陷下狱。
Then there's Job.
然后我们讲约伯。
What did Job do wrong to deserve his punishment?
约伯到底做错什么事情会那样受苦呢？
Now his three comforters sat down and watched him.
然后他的三位朋友来了就看着他。
They came to comfort him.
他们朋友来本来是要安慰他的。
We call them Job's comforters.
我们都有个特别的名字叫约伯的朋友，约伯的安慰者。
Can you imagine someone coming to your hospital room?
然后你能想象一个人到你家里来。
And they sit down and stare at you for 6 days, 7 days.
然后他们就六天之内什么话也不说，就瞪着眼睛看着你。
And then they start saying, "Well, cough it up now. What did you do wrong to deserve this?"
然后他们就说，好好招，好好说吧，你到底做错什么事了？
And that's a big part of the book of Job. These guys trying to get him to admit he's done something sinful.
这就是约伯记里边很大一部分，这些人就想要跟约伯承认，到底约伯做错，你到底犯什么罪了，做什么错事了？
And what's doubly troublesome for Job?
最更这个加倍的这个难过的，让约伯难过的是
，He thinks it's God that's punishing him.
他认为是神在惩罚他。
He doesn't know anything about those first two chapters where it was Satan and God working out a deal.
他就约伯是没有读到约伯记的头两章，就是神和撒旦之间的对话。
Jeremiah suffered.
然后耶利米也是受苦。
When God called him, he said, "By the way, you won't have any converts."
然后神呼召耶利米说的时候，就告诉他说，没有人会听你，你不会有任何跟随者。
Go preach the gospel, Jeremiah, but don't give any altar calls because nobody's going to come.
他说耶利米啊，你去那个去传福音，但是不要在上面呼召人，因为没有任何人会听你的。
And one day when he was discouraged,
然后有一天耶利米他真的是很沮丧。
You can find it later in Jeremiah 12.
读耶利米第十二章，你会看到。
He's kind of whining to God one day.
然后他就开始对神开始哀哼。
And God says, "Well, Jeremiah."
然后神就对他说
"If." If you've raced with the footmen and you got discouraged, what are you going to do when you race horses?
神就对他说了，你若与步行的人同跑，尚且觉累，怎能与马赛跑呢？
And he said in that verse 5 of chapter 12, if in the land of peace and safety you've been discouraged, what are you going to do in the swelling of Jordan when things really get bad?
神说，你在平安之地虽然安稳，在约旦河边的丛林要怎样行呢？
He's really saying, cheer up, Jeremiah, things are going to get worse.
神就对说耶利米啊，高兴起来吧，以后事情会变得更糟。
So I'm telling you, people in Scripture suffered.
所以呢，在圣经上我们可以看到很多大家，圣经上的人物也同样受苦。
And how can we even talk about the sufferings of our Lord?
我们怎么样来谈我们主耶稣的受苦呢？
He comes to be the sin bearer of the world.
他是做这个世界上的替罪羊。
He says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and weary, heavy laden."
耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
And they crucify him.
但是他们把他钉在十字架上。
The innocent Son of God suffered.
他是神的无罪的羔羊，但是也这样受苦。
Sometime you're going to suffer, friend.
不管时间早晚，我们也会受苦。
5 years ago, I had cancer in my nose. It got into my face.
然后五年之前呢，我有这个鼻癌，然后这个。就是整个在我的脸上。
You can't tell by looking at me, but I've had 6 operations on my nose.
你现在可能看不出来，我一共在我的鼻子上做了6个手术。
I've had skin grafts all over my face.
然后我有那个脸上到处都贴了100 stitches. 100针。
I couldn't go out in public for 6 weeks.
然后我六个星期之内，我根本不能出门。
Couldn't put on my glasses.
然后我也不能戴我的眼镜。
Children would see me and scream and run for their mom.
然后孩子们一看到我就吓得往妈妈怀里扑。
But I said, God, I want to come out of this a better man than I went into it if I live.
我对神说，神啊，如果我能活下去，我希望我这样经过这场痛苦之后，我会成为一个更好的人。
I don't know when you're going to be called upon to suffer.
我不知道神什么时候会呼召你去受苦。
I've been a pastor for 21 years.
我作为牧师，我是做过21年的牧师。
I've sat at the bedside of the cancer patients and tried to encourage them.
有时候我坐在那个得癌症的病人旁边，想要鼓励他们。
I've stood at the bedside of the dying and tried to encourage their family.
或者是说有些
comfort them.
就是垂危的人旁边，我要安慰他们的家庭。
It's a world of suffering, friend.
这个世界是一个其实是苦难到处都在的世界。
Now God doesn't always tell us why we're suffering.
神有时候没有告诉我们为什么我们要会受苦。
He just tells us to trust him.
神告诉我们要信靠他。
I wish God would always tell me why I'm suffering, but he doesn't.
我有时候也很希望神告诉我受苦的原因，但是他没有。
The focus, though, when you're called upon to suffer,
当你受苦的时候，你的注意力应该在什么呢？
Is to learn to understand that God's working out a plan.
要就是让我们能够慢慢理，就是能够理解到说神有他的计划，他在实行这个计划。
God can help us to find meaning in our suffering.
神可以帮助我们在我们的苦难之中发现这个苦难的意义。
The correct way is not to sit and ask why me.
有的时候，这个好的方式，正确的方式，不是坐在那儿，就是说为什么是我？我为什么这么倒霉
？But God, what can you do in my life as a result of this?
而是问神说：“神呐，因为这个，在我的生命中会有什么样的结果？会有什么事情？会有什么样好的结果出现呢？”
I found something that says suffering is a part of life.
有一个人讲到说，苦难是生活的一部分。
And in accepting this fact, we can find joy.
当我们接受这个事实的时候，其实我们可以有喜乐的。
Have you read what the Apostle Paul said?
你有没有记得保罗说过
？He said, "I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake."
他说，因为你们的缘故，我在苦难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Yes, acceptance seems to be hard advice.
好像接纳这个接受苦难好像是一个很难的建议。
But believe it or not,
但是却不管如何
we have faith in it that it is the key to happiness here and in the hereafter.
当我们有信心的时候呢，这个信心就是让我们现在跟对未来有能够感觉幸福呢，感觉快乐的这个一个秘密。
You don't know how much that song we sang in the worship service. You don't know what that meant to me.
今天我们在这个刚开始唱的这个歌里边有一些歌对我来讲多重，对我来讲意味着什么？
I scrolled them down here on my page.
我就用那个把它写下来。You mean the same song, the last one?
Yeah, well, it was the one that says, olives that have no pressure.
就是我们的乐歌《恋我月经》，他就讲到说，橄榄若不，你若不压橄榄层渣。
No oil can be stowed.
它就不能盛油。
Did you pay attention to those words when you sang them?
当我们唱歌的时候，有没有仔细在体会这些歌词呢？
Unless the olive is crushed, it doesn't
produce anything. 直到把这个橄榄使劲的把它压出来。
In fact, one said, "Oh, I'll praise thee even if in weeping."
说我要赞美，再要赞美，虽然边赞美边流泪。
And another one said, "Each blow I suffer is true."
每次打击都是真利益。
And one said, "Spikenard, only through crushing fragrance can be stowed."
你若不练纳达成高，它就不留芬芳。
That's amazing.
这个歌词真的是。
I preach all over America.
我在美国各处讲道。
And what really thrills me is when I'm sitting on a platform waiting to speak, and somebody leads a song that ties right in with my message.
让我很兴奋的就是有时候我坐在下边等着要上讲道，然后有人唱歌，然后他所唱的这首歌跟我所要讲的信息就是有联系的。
And I was sitting over this morning saying, "Wow, I can't believe this."
然后我今天早上坐在那儿，我就想说，哎呀，我简直不敢相信。
Well, the 70 years.
七十年的被掳。
Did it work?
这个神有没有达到这个目的呢？他有没有达到果效呢？
Did God cure them of their idolatry?
神有没有治好他们这个拜偶像的病呢？
He did.
有，确实是有。
Do you know every one of the prophets who write after Jeremiah?
你知道在耶利米之后的所有的先知所写的东西，所写的这些先知书。
All those minor prophets.
所有这些小先知书。
All the way to Malachi.
一直到马拉基书。
They never mentioned anything about idolatry.
他们就再也没有提到拜偶像这件事儿。
The Jews were forever cured.
这个犹太人真的是永远的被治好了这个拜偶像的病。
Now I want to talk to you about Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1.
我今天要回到这个讲到的以赛亚书第四十章的第一第二节。
Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord.
你们的神说，你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
It's interesting. We're not quite ready. It's interesting. God is about to rescue His people from Babylon.
有趣的是呢，神要来把他的百姓从巴比伦带出来。
And they were spread throughout the Middle East again.
他们这个时候呢，被掳之后，他们整个就在中东各个地方分散起来。
Archaeologists have found Jewish colonies down on the Nile River from that period.
神那个考古学家甚至在那个尼罗河发现了犹太人的这个，在那个尼罗河附近发现犹太人的会堂。
And God is about to lead them back home again.
神要再把他们带回他们的家，带回家。
Now, people ask the question, how do the Jews do Judaism when they don't have a temple, when they're not in the land of Israel?
有些人就在问呢，说犹太人怎么在保持他们的犹太教呢？他们甚至没有圣殿，他们也不在那个犹太地区。
And that was the issue that confronted them in Babylon.
这也同样他们所在巴比伦所面对的问题。
The temple is in ruins back in Jerusalem.
他们圣殿已经被毁，耶路撒冷圣殿已经被毁了。
Can't do any animal sacrifices.
他们没有办法再献祭。
So they started rewriting their rules.
所以他们就重新来说他们的律法，重新来解释他们的规条。
Everything you read in the first five books of the Bible, in the Pentateuch or the Torah,
或者你们就是头刚开始的摩西五经里边
lays out for us what we call Mosaic Judaism.
我们讲到这个就是摩西的所讲的犹太教。
You need a temple.
第一个你需要一个圣殿。
A priesthood.
然后你需要祭司。
Altars and animal sacrifices.
然后还需要祭坛。
Now they can't do any of that.
现在他们都不能了，他没有这些。
So they're in Babylon.
现在他们在巴比伦。
So what starts now is what they call rabbinic Judaism.
他们就开始另外一种叫犹太教。
If you meet any Jews around West Palm Beach,
如果你在这附近碰到犹太人，他们叫一个
They go to the synagogue and practice rabbinic Judaism.
所以他们都去，他们就是去会堂叫一种特别叫 rabbinic 这个犹太教。
The synagogue never existed until the Babylonian exile.
这个以前的会堂是没有会堂的，他们是在那个巴比伦的时候被掳时候才出现的会堂。
Some of my students think a synagogue is a little temple. It's really not.
他有些我的学生认为这个会堂就是小的圣殿，实际上不是。
It's just a building with a raised platform at one end.
就有点，它其实就是一个房子，然后里面有一个小高起来一个讲台。
And on the eastern wall are the scrolls kept in a cabinet.
然后他们在那个墙的东面呢，是有一个他们的经卷在里边，在墙上。
Now, for Judaism to have a prayer service, they have to have 10 men.
对犹太教来讲，如果他们要有一个那个祷告会，他们至少要有10个男人，10个男生。
If you only have 9 men, you can't do it.
如果你只有9个男生的话，那是不行的。
You know, sometimes you have a committee meeting, and they say we couldn't have a meeting because we didn't have a quorum.
有时候他们有时候你们有一个，比如说有个委员会，你说我们没有足够的人，我们不能今天不能开会。
Now, when you're a young man and you reach the age of 13 and you can learn to read the scrolls, they do what they call a bar mitzvah ceremony.
犹太人有一个，他们十三岁男生有一个成年礼，然后他们就可以开始来站起来读这个经卷了。
Bar mitzvah means son of the law.
那个成年礼就认为他是这个律法之子。
So you can function as a man now in the synagogue.
所以你十三岁了，你就可以作为一个成年人在会堂里。
You can read the scroll.
你就可以来读这个经卷。
And you can be one of the 10.
你也可以就是算成十个人里边的一个。
They say the luckiest kid in town.
所以他们说这个最幸运的这个孩子，在镇上最幸运的孩子是谁呢？
Is when 9 men are sitting in the synagogue.
就是九个成年男子坐在一个会堂里边。
And this boy who's just been bar mitzvah walks by outside.
然后正好有个男孩刚刚经过成年礼，十三岁从那儿经过。
And he can name his price.
然后他就可以来讨价还价。
If they can get him inside, they can start the service.
因为他们要让他进来，他们才可以开始这个聚会。
The Hebrew name for a synagogue is called a Beit HaMidrash.
那个犹太人，那个希伯来的讲到这个会堂有一个特别的名字。
It means a house of study.
他们认为这个名字的意思就是学习的一个殿堂。
Now I want you to use your imagination this morning.
然后我们来想象一下。
Let's say that somewhere in Babylon.
想想在巴比伦的某个地方。
There's a group of Jews sitting in a synagogue somewhere.
比如说十个的犹太人，他们坐在一起。他们几个有一群犹太人在一起。
And they're wondering, is there any hope?
他们在想说有还有盼望吗？有希望吗？
They've been gone, some of them 50 years.
他们已经在巴比伦待了50年了。
55 years.
或者55年。
60 years.
60年。
Will this captivity ever end?
所以这个被掳会结束吗？
God, are you still up there?
神啊，你还在那儿吗？
Have you forgotten us?
你是不是忘记我们了？
And then about that time is when we come to Isaiah chapter 40.
然后比如说我们正好读到了以赛亚书第四十章。
Now I brought along a little music with me today from the Messiah.
我今天带的音乐是从那个亨德尔的弥赛亚来的。
And I want you to hear it sung what I'm going to read to you.
当你我想就是说你听到这个音乐的这首歌的时候，我想给你读一些东西。
I'll have my angelic band start the music now.
我现在由我的这个天使乐团来帮我放这个音乐。
Anybody recognize that?
大家有没有听出来是什么音乐？
He's going to start singing Isaiah chapter 40 for you.
那个以赛亚四十章第一节。
Comfort ye, comfort ye, my people.
你们要安慰，安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
Can you imagine those men sitting in a synagogue?
想想这些犹太人坐在这个会堂里，听到了。
Wondering if God has forgotten about them.
他们在想说神是不是忘记我们了？
Shlomo says to Ezra, "What's that? Do you hear that?
你听到了吗？那是什么？
What is that?
这是什么？
That's Isaiah.
那是以赛亚呀。
Get that scroll, Benjamin.
本，赶快去把那个经卷拿来。
Remember, Isaiah wrote this stuff in 735 B.C.
那个以赛亚是在公元前730年就写了这个经卷。
I can hear those old Jews.
我就想那些很老的犹太人。
Baruch atah Adonai, you can't do this. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu.
然后开始。
Adonai, and they start praising God in Hebrew.
他们就开始用他们的希伯来文来赞美神。
God God hasn't forgotten them.
神没有忘记我们。
It's the voice of forgiveness.
这是饶恕的声音。
The assurance of pardon.
这是赦免的确据。
Men, we are going home.
我们要回家了。
We're free to go.
我们自由的可以离开这个地方。
We're going back to Jerusalem and
Judah. 我们要回到耶路撒冷，回到犹大。
God has heard us.
神确实听到了我们的祷告。
Get packing, man. We're going to Zion.
让我们赶快准备行装嘛，我们要准备回西安了。
And they begin to praise God in that synagogue.
然后他们就开始在那个会堂里开始赞美神。
Probably quoting stuff like, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华。
All that is within me, bless His holy name.
凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
Or blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
或得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
Whose sin is covered.
耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord will not impute iniquity.
耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing.
你已将我的哀哭变为跳舞。
I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy.
将我的洗麻衣脱去。
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
And the Lord turned again their captivity and set them on the road to return.
神把他们的让他们从这个被掳里边解救出来，让他们重新回家，回到耶路撒冷。
All right, that's fine.
然后这个音乐。
Isaiah 52:9 says, "Sing ye ruins of Jerusalem, for Yahweh has comforted his people; he has redeemed Jerusalem."
以赛亚52:9这样说，耶路撒冷的荒场啊，要发起欢声，一同歌唱，因为耶和华安慰了他的百姓，救赎了耶路撒冷。
Somehow Israel had never lost her hope in this coming Messiah.
以色列犹太人从来没有放弃，从来没有撕掉他们的希望，他们会在盼望以赛亚的到来。
And God has comforted them.
神已经安慰了他们。
Now, I'm watching the clock. I want to go. Let me quote that for you. Comfort ye, comfort ye.
你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
And by the way, the Hebrew word is related to the word for womb, a mother's womb.
这个希伯来文讲到这个妈妈的这个子宫的时候。
Can you make the connection between comfort and a womb?
这个安慰跟这个子宫的意思呢，其实是发音很像。你能想起来这个联系吗？
Comfort ye, my people. Speak ye comfortably unto them.
要安慰安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
Cry unto Jerusalem.
说要对耶路撒冷说。
That her warfare is ended.
你征战的日子已经满了。
Her iniquity is purged.
你的罪赦免了。
And then this last phrase is so intriguing.
最后一句话很有趣。
It says, "For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sin."
她为自己的一切罪，她讲到说，从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
Now I thought about that.
然后我就读到这儿，我就想了。
Isaiah says she's been punished twice for all her sin.
难道这个犹太人是因为他们受罪，他们要被两倍的受罚吗？
Even in America, we don't have what they call double jeopardy.
然后我们在美国也没有说这个两倍的这个危险。
How did they get punished twice?
他们为什么要？好像怎么是两次受罚呢？
And I made a beautiful discovery, which I'll share with you in closing.
然后我就开始，最后结束时候，我就仔细的研究，发现一些东西，跟你们大家分享。
Now in ancient Hebrew, there is a word for double.
在那个就是古老的希伯来文里边有一个特别的词，就是讲这个双倍。
The story of Jacob and his boys.
这个犹太就是那个。雅各和他的孩子们，跟他的男孩子们。
And Joseph is down in Egypt as the number two man.
然后那个约瑟呢，下到埃及成为这个国家的首相。
And famine has struck the entire area.
那个地方整个大有饥荒。
And Jacob sends the boys down to get corn in Egypt.
然后那个就是雅各让他的儿子们下到埃及去买粮食。
You remember that story?
大家都知道这个故事。
Well, they used that corn, and he sent them back a second time.
然后他就让他们第二次去买，他用完了，就让他们用那个粮食第二次去买。
And he said, "Take along double money with you."
他就对他的儿子第二次去的说，你们要带双倍的钱。
That meant if you took $100 the first time, take $200 the second time.
我们觉得说可能第一次你带了100块钱去，第二次你就带了200块钱去。
But this word in Isaiah doesn't mean that.
但是这个呢，在这个以赛亚书这个双倍跟那个词是不一样的意思。
This word means to fold over.
就是这个在以赛亚书它就表示把它给折叠起来，就是这样折起来。
Very nice. Let me show you how it works.
就是怎么样呢？他做一个例子。
To fold over.
把这个折起来。
Do you remember the first time they taught you how to make tulips in the first grade? I do.
记不记得在学校里边那些小朋友上课的时候
？Our teacher gave us a piece of construction paper, and she said, "Now, students, fold it over."
老师就说，孩子们把这个纸叠起来。
And you get your scissors and you cut the tulip in it.
然后你就开始做那个郁金香花，拿那个剪刀剪。等你剪好了之后呢？
And when you open it up, what you have on this side, you have on this side, right? Isn't that how it works?
然后你那边也有，那边也有，一模一样。
Or sometimes you can take a piece of paper.
有的时候呢，你或者拿一张纸。
And put a puddle of ink on one side.
在一个纸上面放点那个墨，印墨。
Press the other side down on it.
然后你把它这样子。
And when you open it up, you have exactly what you had on that side.
你两边是一模一样的，一样多。
That's the idea.
这就是那个双倍的意思，加倍的意思。
It means to meet the need.
就是说，这个就是说满足他的需要。
God says you needed to be punished.
神说以色列人犹太人要被惩罚。
This is what you needed.
这是你需要的。
And I gave you exactly what you needed.
我就给你一模一样，你就是很精确的给你所需要的。
It's a beautiful lesson here. The problem is I'm 3 minutes over time already.
我有点超十三分钟了。
But I'd like to go on and develop a little bit how God has a way of giving you just what you need. Do you know the word for sin?
你知道就是说神就给你就是你所需要的不会。你知道那个罪的意思吗
？And the word for sin offering.
有没有知道那个罪和那个赎罪祭
？Is basically the same word in Hebrew.
在希伯来文里边，罪和赎罪祭是同一个词。
So if you commit a sin.
如果你犯罪了。
You need a sin offering.
如果你就需要一个那个赎罪祭来遮盖。
Just what you need.
就是你需要的。
He provides it.
他就给你这个赎罪祭。
And I could go on and develop that.
然后我可以再讲。
But you're more hungry than you want to listen.
但是我想大家可能肚子太饿了，也可能已经听不下去了。
So I think I'll stop there.
然后我可能就停在这里。
God knows how to comfort the people. He punished just what they needed.
神知道怎么样来安慰他的百姓，他罚他们就是不会多罚，就是罚他们精精确确的他们所需要的。
And he knew how to comfort them when they got back to Jerusalem.
当他们回到耶路撒冷，神知道怎么样来安慰他们。
But as I said in the morning sermon.
在我今天早上的讲道里提到的。
Maybe they were cured of their idolatry.
也许他们呢不再去犯拜偶像的罪了。
But they had other problems.
但他们有别的问题。
And that's why they missed it when their Messiah came.
所以当弥赛亚耶稣来的时候，他们就错过了。
All right, I think that's enough for this morning.
也许这个。
Let's stand together to be dismissed.
然后我们大家可以站起来，可以就解散了。You want to?
Okay, you're dismissed.
啊，你们可以走了。
God bless you.
谢谢大家，神祝福大家。
Thank you, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you.